You're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska, K201DA in King Cove, Alaska.
Enhance our offerings. We want to reach an even broader audience and include video content for a much richer planetary radio experience. We understand the deep connection that you have to planetary radio. In recognition of this, we've compiled an archive of all of our planetary radio broadcasts from the last 20 years. This treasure trove is available free of charge to radio stations worldwide. Radio affiliates are also welcome to continue the journey with us by airing the podcast version of planetary radio. If you're an avid broadcast listener, you can reach out to your local radio station and request that they carry Planetary Radio in the new podcast format. You can listen to our Planetary Radio podcast for free anytime on our website at planetary.org/radio, or you can download it through any of your favorite podcasting apps. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to us at planetaryradio@planetary.org. As we embark on this new phase of our journey, we want to express our profound gratitude. Your unwavering support has transformed our show into one of Earth's most popular space podcasts. We invite you to continue exploring with us each week as we dive into the passion, beauty, and joy of space exploration on our Planetary Radio podcast. Here's to our next adventure together. In 1998, NASA's Lunar Prospector analyzed an area on the far side of the moon with a gamma-ray spectrometer and uncovered a mystery that's been fascinating scientists ever since. The spacecraft detected a thorium-rich hotspot in a region called Compton-Belkovich. Thorium is a radioactive metal, and this discovery suggested past volcanic activity, but in an area on the moon where we really didn't expect it. Our guest this week is Dr. Matt Siegler. He and his team have analyzed this region with new data from several space missions, including the Chinese Chang'e 1 and Chang'e 2 spacecraft. By peering beneath the surface of the moon with microwave instruments, they've been able to reveal what might lie beneath this hotspot on the moon. Granite. Earth is the only world on which we've found granite. Until now. Matt Siegler is a research scientist at the Planetary Science Institute and an adjunct faculty research professor at the Southern Methodist University in University Park, Texas. Matt is an expert on planetary interiors, infrared and radio remote sensing, and thermal modeling, among so many other things. His space education adventures took him from the halls of Cornell University to UCLA, where he learned how to delve below the surfaces of celestial objects by studying subsurface ices on other worlds. His work has touched many spacecraft over the years, including NASA's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter, the Mars InSight mission, and OSIRIS-REx. The results that we'll be talking about today are a stepping stone, helping to shape Matt's work on future lunar lander missions. Matt does the hard science, but he's also on a personal mission, not just to understand the mysteries of the worlds around us, but to make science accessible and exciting for everyone. His team's new paper, called Remote Detection of a Lunar Granitic Batholith at Compton-Belkovich, was published on July 5th, 2023 in the journal Nature. Hi, Matt.
Hi, how are you?
It's wonderful to talk to you. So there are a lot of potential headlines that we could give this story. I've heard some people say that your team confirmed a hotspot on the far side of the moon, but I think the headline for me is that you guys found evidence of a large subsurface granite patch on the far side of the moon, and that this indicates ancient volcanic activity. And I know that for some people, this at first might sound kind of unimportant, because on Earth we have granite all over the place, and we know that there's volcanic activity in the history of the moon, but when you look into the details on this story, it gets weirder and weirder.
Yeah, I mean, and this is just kind of, it's a neat culmination of a lot of different things that we've been working on for a long time. So I've worked on geothermal heat flow of the moon, I've worked on subsurface temperatures and modeling ice at the poles of the moon. And then a few years ago, I guess it's 10 years ago now, the Chinese sent this orbiter, actually two orbiters, both had the same instrument that were able to measure the moon for the first time in microwave frequencies. So basically, infrared will measure surface temperature, right? We're all familiar with
it. Straight to the ball. Missed shot there, no go. Ball now in the hands of Kieran Link. Nice drive. Going down, and that will be pushing. Yep. All right, ball now in the hands. Kurt Aldsworth, they will have found the floor there.
They're going to be inbound.
Aldsworth is really starting to find something a little bit with those shots.
3-2 in favor of King Cove. Long shot for three. Nice arc, no good. Tiana chases down the ball, and is she favoring a foot there, Tiana? No, she jogs down looking good. Looks like she might have been favoring over
something like
feet
that
there for a second there.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in here to KSDP. We're live here for day one of the Region 1 tournament.
Oh, wow, what a pass.
Jada Bear with the ball on the outside. Nice pass to Mary May. Oh, Tiana gets behind the post.
Oh.
Nice power up, but no good.
Oh, wow, what a hustle. But oh, my goodness, diving everywhere.
Well, Jada Bear gets back up. Mary May looking for the three. Passes to Tiana.
Yep.
Over to Rivera. Keeps her hands on it. 4:40 left to go in the first quarter. King Cove up by one.
Goodness.
What a great high energy start here.
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. Who is that? Ella. Ella just took it to the paint. Good shot by Ella, making it happen there.
That was a good look.
A little bit of a play on that.
Oh. And Bruce and Chanelle Lynx will call a timeout. Coach wants to see something, right? So you're looking at your score, King Cove Rookies 5 and your Chanelle Lynx 2.
Yep, great start here for this matchup against the Port Aldsworth Lynx and the King Cove Rookies senior night here. And man, what a great turnout. The crowd is high energy. We're having a lot of fun. Both these teams coming out here looking to really start things off strong. Both teams with some good height, too. Tenaling one of the taller teams. And Kirk also carries some good height themselves. So nice matchup there. But I'll tell you, the real X factor is going to be that Tenaling only has 5 players with them.
That is true. You said something on that. If the Tenaling Lynx are going to make this a game, they're going to have to find that style and rhythm.
Yeah. Tenaling throwing in. Nice drive. Send it back outside. And they're playing fast here. They're going to have to keep this 5 going.
Oh, there's some.
Travel.
Oh, yeah. We got travel.
I see it.
Good defense there by King Cove, forcing the turnover.
First Matt. Good turnover on that.
Here comes Mary May with the ball.
Senior leader.
Yep.
Okay.
Good screen by Tiana. Sets up for 3.
Oh.
Just short of the rim.
Ooh, that was a good look. It's just that, kind of just maybe push a little bit harder on
that. Yeah, just need a little more power on that one.
Yeah, just got to push a little bit off that.
Oh, the ref is like, okay.
All right, bringing the ball up now for Tenalian.
Yep, Tenalian's looking.
5-2 in favor of King Cove. Good start out here for the rookie.
Oh, what
nice
a
steal by Mary May.
Good steal. Mary May's looking.
Taking all the way over here. Jaya Bear with the ball. Ella behind the D. Gets it. Up and in.
They read that play so perfect. That was amazing.
Coming in as a freshman, Ella Lewis, a huge contributor.
Oh, of course.
Ball now in the hands of Tenalian. Outside. Good handoff.
Oh, wow. They're putting a lot of pressure.
Nice drive on the baseline. Shot up and no good. Ella on the rebound.
Ella.
Gets it up.
Oh.
This is a layup.
Wow, she almost had it. Oh.
Ball goes loose.
It's a loose ball.
Picked up here by King Cole. They'll get another chance. Up by 5, 7-2.
Yep.
Rivera drives into the paint. Floater.
Oh.
Back iron, no good.
The rebound.
Puts it up in there. Good
and has it to his sister. That was impressive. But I just saw.
Good play.
That is.
All right. Ball now in the hands of Port Ellsworth for three. Real good. Sia gets a rebound.
It goes really want to run that fast break so bad at them.
Yeah, wear them out. Ella behind the D again.
Oh my goodness.
You know what? Great shot.
You know what? Just keep feeding Ella the ball. She's just doing this for fun.
11-2 now in favor of King Cove. They're coming out to a huge start. Nice job driving the paint.
Dang, that was a good one.
2 points by number 12 sophomore Jordan Allsworth.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yes. King Cove now with the ball. Bringing it in. 2 minutes left to go in the first quarter. 11-4 in favor of Tenalian. Oh, sorry, I'm fair with King Cove.
Yeah.
Ella for three now.
Oh!
Nothing but net.
Gosh, nothing but net. What is going on here?
1:45, let's go. It's the Ella Lewis show. She just cannot miss.
Yes.
14-4 in favor of the rookies. Nice drive. Back to the free throw line for two. Back iron, no good. Rebound goes to Tiana Lewis. Jada Bear will bring it up for the rookies. Rookies playing a strong game of basketball here.
Yes, sir.
Mary May, top of the key. 1:15 left in the first quarter. Looking for the opportunity. Finds Rivera. He takes it to the corner.
Yep.
Driving in outside. Pass right back from Tia. And Rivera will take it back outside to the three-point line again. Shots up.
Oh.
No good. Tia, rebound and put back. Last touch by White.
Oh, Tia had that.
Good play. Good put back. Rivera will sit down and Carly will check in.
Oh, man. Carly. She ready. She wants some action.
Port Ellsworth now with the ball. They trail by 10 with less than a minute to go here in the first half quarter.
Yes, sir.
Here's Ellsworth back outside number 30, Katie Sanford, a sophomore. Very tall sophomore. I think she's biggest on the court. Nice shot. Didn't quite go down.
Wow.
Putback is good.
Rebound.
Yeah, good rebound. Putback by Tenalian. 14-6 now in favor of King Cove.
Yep.
The rookies with the ball.
Ooh.
Travel. A little stutter step there by Jada Bear.
Yeah, I just seen that. Where it's like, whoop. All right. Tenalian got the ball. They're going to figure out a play real quickly in a matter of seconds.
Yep, here we go. Tenalian bringing it up. Last few seconds. Shot for three. No good. Rebound goes up.
Oh, here goes Mary. I mean, Jada.
Jada, fast break. Taking over for the rookies. Finds Mary. Off the glass. Good for two. And there's the buzzer.
Wow.
What a great first quarter for the rookies.
Wow.
Yeah. Absolutely, a great first quarter for the King Cove rookies. They lead by 10, 16-6. We'll be back in just 1 minute here on KSDP.
Doing okay. No technical problems yet. It's pretty good.
The girls game going here.
I'm loving it.
We'll let them know when
we'll be back here any second, folks.
On KSDP.
He can't go Facebook Live?
No, because we're on live with KSDP right now, too. So tell him that we'll let him know when to go live.
Okay, can I ask a favor of you guys?
Yeah, what's up?
Since you're watching the game, can you let me know play this game?
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Yeah.
Chris, you got a job, buddy. You hear that?
What is it?
I need to know the players of the game.
Players
so
of the
far,
game?
I think it's pretty easy for our girls. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. She's such a player.
That's going to be tough for me, but I'll try my best. I'll try my best to see who's hot right now.
Sure.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, Derek.
Sounds good.
Okay, I will text him now. Because they don't start till 8, right?
Correct.
Right, we're back here now for second quarter, 16-6, with a steal by Ella, who is just dominating here in this game. Here's Tia, Mary Mae, looks at the shot, says no. Nice drive by Tia, off the glass, no good.
Oh, we got
foul
on
the rebound.
Yep.
All right, back in action here again, 16-6 in favor of King Cove.
Yep.
What a great start to this game for the rookies. Here's Tenalian, only five players, 15 junior, Micaiah Lorenzen brings it up. Ball goes to the floor.
Oh, here we go.
Tia and Ella.
Woo.
Tia gets the ball, throws it up, but out.
Oh, yeah, jump.
Ella jump balls it. Good hustle there by the freshman.
It's white ball.
King Cove will have possession here underneath their own basket off the jump ball.
Yeah, Ella did a good job.
Throwing in. Looking for help, Jada Bear. Shovel layup going up there by Carly. No good. Nice fast transition. Cross court layup by number 15, Junior Micaiah Lorenzen.
Junior Micaiah.
What a huge cross the post layup. That looked great.
That is a great one.
Good play.
Good.
Here comes the rookies with the ball now. Shot up.
Ooh.
Just left the rim. Micaiah will get the rebound. Rookies lead by 8. Pass to the 3-point. Now inside the post.
Yep.
Looking for an opportunity.
And traveling.
Travel called against Port Allsworth.
Yep. Now, King Cove is finding some kind of system in their offense right now, and defense right now.
Yeah, King Cove's playing a great game. Tenalian, for only having five players, though, is really bringing some high energy.
Yeah, yes. That is kind of tough.
They're down by 8. King Cove, 16. Carly with the ball in the corner. Hard pass over to Mary Mae. Between the legs of Tenalian. Pass goes up for 2. Rebound off the hands of Ella into the hands of Micaiah. Shot for 3 to the right of the rim. Carly saves the ball from going out of bounds. Another shot by Tenalian will not go in, and this time the rookies get the rebound. And Mary Mae will take her time bringing the ball up. 6 minutes left to go here in the first half.
Yep.
Oh, wow. A little bit of scrapping in there.
Oh, my goodness. Nice shot there in the post by T, I believe.
That's Ella.
That was Ella again.
Ella. I can recognize that.
Ella with the lion's share of points so far this game. And we got a timeout called here. The score is 18-8 in favor of the King Cove rookies. And I'll tell you, while the rookies are playing a great game, I really appreciate the energy that the five players from Tenalian are bringing. They're going to have a big task keeping this up the entire game, but they're not looking like they're really breathing too hard yet either.
No, I know. It is kind of weird for them like this, man. No, it's like there's so much running they have to do, and they're getting so much fast break transitions and stuff like that. And you're feeding Ella the ball like that, and Mary Mae to start off with a three-pointer like that. Oh, that is incredible ball movement they're doing.
Yep, great game here. Again, the score is 18-8 in favor of King Cove. We're in our second game here of the day. It'll be the final game as well for Region 1 tournament.
Yep. Don't worry, ladies and gentlemen. This is only day one. Just get ready for day two.
9 games in total here, all the way through Saturday morning.
Yep. But what a way to kick off a start like this.
All right, here we go. 5 minutes, 43 seconds left to go here in the first quarter, or the first half.
Yep.
Tenalian with the ball. Way outside the three-point line. Nice shot.
Oh,
from the post by Tenalian. No good. Rebound, fought for, and picked up by Mary Mae, I believe. The tight defense from Port Allsworth won't let it go. They're going to run out of time. 10 seconds.
Oh, that was good. That was good defense right there. You got to get out of that position because that's tough.
Yeah, great defense there by Port Allsworth to force a 10-second violation. You don't see that very often.
I mean, yeah, no kidding. That's insane.
Woo. 5:19 left in the half. Again, King Cove up by 10.
Yep.
Tenalian with the ball. Outside, number 30, sophomore Katie Sanford. Nice pass across the line. Oh, tipped up there by Jada Bear, but picked up by Port Ellsworth. Tenalian remains in possession.
Yep.
See if we can't tighten up here a little bit on this. Good steal by Mary May, who's going to hustle back. No 10. Oh, pass in the middle. Almost gets picked up, but.
Oh, my goodness. But that was a good
hustle. Good hustle by Ella.
Yeah, Ella, it just came out of nowhere, just like boom.
Yeah, takes it to the floor. Travel called.
Yeah.
18-8. 4.5 minutes left to go in the first half. King Cove up by 10. Shot up, short. Tia with the ball, finds Jada Bear on a fast break, but she travels, yep.
Wow, yeah, I just seen that too.
Yep, pulled up real fast. High energy from Tenalian and King Cove. Not that King Cove's going to short energy, but no one on the bench. Tenalian's really going hard. Tenalian shot up.
Oh, man.
Just to the right. Put back. No good. Foul on the play.
Foul.
That will send Port Ellsworth to the line for two.
No, give credit to Port Ellsworth. They really need to get some foul shots right now. That's what they needed.
Yeah, good opportunity to line here for Tenalian.
So let's see if she can make these. And this is, who is she?
Number 15, and this is Micaiah Lorenzen.
Oh.
Shot just to the... Just off the left rim. We got a substitution in on...
Actually,
timeout.
Yeah, Fangio wants a timeout. She really wants to discuss something.
Fangio's calling timeout here for the rookies. 18-8 is the score. 4 minutes, 15 seconds left to go here in our second game of the night.
Yes, sir.
Can I get you guys a drink from the hospitality room?
Oh, I'll take water.
I'm good.
Water?
Yeah.
You sure?
Thanks, man.
I'm good right now.
Soda? You sure?
All right, water, please.
Water.
Yes. But no. If you have no plans tomorrow, don't be afraid to stop by and watch some more regional basketball. We
absolutely
still got more coming up tomorrow.
Let's see if I've got a copy of the bracket here. Maybe someone has a copy of the bracket. But game times. Oh, what do you got there, Christopher?
I got those. It's just the rosters.
Just the rosters.
Yeah.
And we also got some fundraisers.
Oh yes, fundraiser activities.
Absolutely. We've got ourselves some cheese popcorn and slushies out front. Also, donuts were for sale. Don't know how that's going to look. Duck toss for the close-up game coming up here tonight. Split the pot raffles, a silent auction. Apparently a signed Shaq jersey.
Oh, yeah. The Greek NBA legend, Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaquille O'Neal himself. It's a Lakers jersey.
Yep.
But game times, I don't know what time they start tomorrow. I've got the one and only Amy Mack. Does she know when they start tomorrow? I bet they'll find out real fast. Second attempt here by Tenalian at the line.
Yep.
Set up. Good.
Oh, wow, that was
great
good.
Shot.
That was a good one.
Full court press coming out.
Oh, wow.
Okay, King Cove is going to have to deal with this full court press. And again, five players on the court.
130.
And then how many games do you have tomorrow?
Oh, here goes Ella.
This paper, right?
All the way. Ooh.
Okay, full court press coming our way here. Jump ball now. Yeah, games start early tomorrow, I'm hearing. Okay, four minutes on the clock here in the first half.
Yep.
Sandpoint or King Cove up by 9. 18-9.
Ooh, wow.
Tenalian takes the ball to the floor. Three in the key against number 24.
Yep. You got to really be careful in the paint.
Yep.
That's what it's all about. Because you can't stay there too long.
Full court press again. Mary Mays met by a wall. She's able to take it over to the side and break the press.
Yep.
Good job by Mary May. Keeman calm.
And composed.
Yep. Finds Ella at the free throw line. Carly at the three-point corner. Jada Bear almost stolen. Shot for three. Missed. No good.
It's going to be Tamelian Link's ball.
Yep. Tamelian with the ball here.
Yep.
Again, King Koopa up by 9. 3:20 left to go here in the half. Ball in the hands of Tamelian. Moving around the three-point line. Good hustle. Ball tipped up.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Carly dives for it.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And right there, that was a great play by Makia Lowensen, who just takes it for a wide layup.
Yep.
Off the left-hand side. Good for two. Cadence, who's checked in here for King, gets the ball, puts it up on the right side. No good. But a great shot.
That is a good look.
Good look at the basket. King Cove now up by 7. No shot. Oh. And I'm not. Is that a foul?
4. Pushing on number 4. That's Ella, right?
Yep, 4. Push.
Aggressive play by Ella.
Yep.
The 3 that made it, though, didn't it?
Ella's going to sit down, and I think her sister's checking in.
Yeah, she's going to take a breather real quick.
3 fouls against King Cove here in the quarter.
Yep.
Inbounding underneath their own basket. Tamelian sends it back outside. Now driving the baseline again. Shot goes up to the left of the rim. Rebound goes to Jada Bear.
All right.
And Jada will bring it up. King Cove with the ball. Tia finds Jada again. 2 minutes, 15 seconds left to go here in the half. Carly back to Jada. Hand off to Mary May at the top of the key. King Cove taking their time. They've got nothing to force here.
Yeah, that's smart.
Up by 7, giving the ball up at this point would not be something you want to see happen. A little miscommunication on the screen, but Mary May keeps her hands on it.
Yeah.
Jada for 2. Ooh. No good. Rebound goes to Tamelian.
Oh, what a pick! And Carly
steals it. Let's go.
Oh, what a
Nice pass on Jada.
We got a foul.
I see Nick.
Over the top, I believe.
Yeah,
Jada Bear.
That is Jada Bear. She was over the back.
90 seconds left to go here in the half. King Cove is still up by 7, 18-11. Tamelian coming in with a full court press, though, on defense. Here's a Lynx with the ball, taking their time on offense, looking for an opportunity, driving in, nice floater, no good. Rebound goes to Tamelian. That travel?
Yep. Yes, sir. Traveling.
A little extra step there.
Yep. So you got 1 minute and 14 seconds left for King Cove.
The rookies will throw in the ball. Tia gets it. Quick turn and burn. Cross to Cadence. This time she gets it.
Wow!
Great shot by Cadence.
That was impressive teamwork.
Yep, 60 seconds left to go here in the half. King Cove up by 9.
Yeah.
That time Cadence was able to get the ball behind the defense and finish the work.
Ooh.
Ball on the floor. Clean deflection.
Wow, that was a good dive for it.
That's Makaya with the ball.
Yeah.
She drives in, sends it back outside. 3-point shot, top of the key, back iron, no good. Jada, rebound, loses the ball.
Oh, there
nice
it
dive
is.
By Mary May, covers it up. Jump ball.
Mary May dives on a hustle play like that. That's what you got to give everything you got.
Yeah, strong hustle by Mary May to keep possession in the hands of King Cove.
Because this game is on the line, you have to do whatever it takes.
30 seconds left in the half. 20-11 in favor of the rookie. Stolen by
communication.
Yep, stolen by Tamelian. But Tia, on the defense, almost gets it back. Shot from the post, no good. Mid-range rebound goes to Mary May. Jada, 13 seconds, driving in. Mary May, 9 seconds. Tight defense.
Gotta get it off.
She drives in, loses the ball.
So you have 4 seconds left on the clock to see if she can get this off. So let's see if this could get a quick shot off in a matter of seconds.
King Cove inbounding underneath their own basket.
Here we go.
Tight defense. Tia tips up.
Oh, yes! Wow.
And there's a buzzer.
Just like that.
Great first half for King Cove, coming in strong, 22-11. Again, 22-11 in favor of the King Cove rookies. We'll be back in 10 minutes.
22-11, you heard that. Let me get some music going. And hang on a second. I gotta. There we go. A little Big and Rich for us. That'll see what happens here. And
thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Modern day Romeo and Juliet, American tragedy, low rent, high rise lovers who met at the end of Coronado Street, crucifix made in California gold, two worlds bound to collide, heaven can't help you if faster than angels fly. Well, they burned the candle at both ends as they danced into the flame, making love and making plans, driving Mother Mary insane. Strong as the beads of a rosary, never too young to die. Some souls only know one speed, faster than angels fly. Ghost haunted barrio in Hollywood, graffiti stained wailing wall, dead end street gang up to no good, out to make a retro call. Sweet essence caught in crossfire's fate, too late to draw the line. Bullets can blow your dreams away faster than angels fly. Well, they burned the candle at both ends as they danced into the flame, making love and making plans, driving Mother Mary insane. Strong as the beads of a rosary, never too young to die. Some souls only know one speed, faster than angels fly.
And so Well, Big and Rich sounds pretty good. Let's try another one.
Baby, don't you know I'm a real soul shaker? You know, I'm gonna set your world on fire. Gonna take you so high, we'll be tearing a hole in the sky. I'm a dynamite daddy, I'll put the rhythm in your blues. I'm not a wishy-washy boy like you used to. Hey, I'm a real soul shaker. I'm a true love maker. I'm a giver and a taker. You know I'm a real soul shaker. Mama always said I'd run into a girl like you. Sweet and smart and stronger than 100 proof. Well, you're so fine, you make a bulldog break his chain. I'm gonna wrap you up in love like a hurricane and blow you away, cause I'm a real soul shaker. I'm a true love maker. I'm a giver and a taker. Yeah, when I give you what I got, you're gonna rock. Ain't gonna wham, bam. Hey, thank you, ma'am. I ain't gonna be just another heartbreaker. Baby, don't you know I'm a real soul taker. I'm a true love maker. I'm a giver and a taker. Yeah, when I give you what I got, you're gonna rock. You're gonna wham, bam. Oh, thank you, ma'am. I ain't gonna be just another heartbreaker. Baby, don't you know I'm a real soul shaker. I'm a true love maker. I'm a girlfriend taker. I'm a real soul shaker.
Yeah, one more I think we have time for. Let's check it out. Same group, Big and Rich.
Was the time I tried to kill a man just for looking at me wrong. Anger so strong I couldn't stop myself. Well, I was killing myself one shot at a time. Going insane from the pain, the women and the wine. But I finally hit bottom in an alleyway. Hell wasn't but a breath away. So I hit my knees in the street and begged God for mercy. Last night I told the devil where to go. You know heaven's got my soul. Ain't gonna listen to his lies no more. Last night I told the devil where to go. Saved myself a lot of hurting time if I'd have just listened to my mama every time she cried. I was way too lost in a sinner's haze, burning up the days, just another young man who had lost his ways.
finally makes sense what the preacher said. When he said, son, you don't want to wake up dead. Find yourself alone in the fires of hell.
Like a quick announcement, like, okay, matter this time.
Yeah, yeah. When does it start? 1:30?
1:30.
Okay.
And then,
you can help us off this. Throw away all your trash.
Absolutely.
Don't forget any of your belongings.
Okay, got it. No worries.
Thank you so much.
Mary May,
he's got the
best. Yep, second half action here. Mary May grabbed the ball, and here's Jada Bear with possession.
Oh, my.
We're back. The rookies are up by 11, 22 to 11. We got the third quarter. Shot up by Jada Bear. Short of the rim.
Yep.
Flying save by Ella Lewis, who checks back in.
Yep.
She had that look. It's just like, I almost had it.
All right, ball now in the hands of Tenalian, who's playing a great game of basketball. Good movement here by the Lynx. Sorry, we'll get the camera back in action.
Yeah.
Ball goes out to the left-hand side.
Ooh,
nice runner, but picked off by King Cove. And there's the rookies now maintain the lead. Mary May.
It looks like Mary May is trying to set up the play real quick.
She's looking for help. She saw that they're closing in on a half-court trap.
My goodness, you said it right there, man. Yep.
6:40 left to go here in the third quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Still 22 to 11 in favor of King Cove. Ball goes loose, picked up by Jada.
Oh.
Shot over the rim. Ella on the put back.
Wow.
Ella Lewis, what an amazing player.
What an amazing player she's becoming.
Yeah. She's really doing a great job here leading the rookies.
Yep.
24 to 11 now in favor of
rookies.
King Cove. Here's Snailing with the ball.
Oh, yep, I see it.
Pushed out.
The fouls, Andrew!
Another foul against Ella.
Ooh.
Yeah, I just saw that.
That's at least two, maybe three.
Three, maybe.
Four dollars just to throw in underneath their own basket.
Yep.
Substitution as Ella sits back down. Quick shot off the hand, pass in. There we go.
Tia running all the way.
Tia on a fast break, moving quick. Passing the ball, Cadence of inside, shot up, no good by King Cove.
Mary May will reset the offense.
Yep, Mary May takes it back outside, and as Chris just said so well, the rookies will reset. Pass to the post, Cadence looking for help. Just lobs the ball up off the glass, no good.
Goodness.
Rebound goes to Port Ellsworth. Here's Tenalian, moving the ball, quick transition. Nice.
Wow.
That time, Micaiah gets the ball behind the defense. No good.
Wow.
And a fight for the rebound goes to Mary May.
Yeah, hustling by those two.
Rookies lead by 13 with 5.5 left to go here in the third quarter. Mary May for three. Nice block. Hits the tray.
Not the best.
27 to 11 now in favor of the rookies. Nice handoff to the corner. Shot up in the corner for three. No good.
Man, that was a good one.
Jada gets the rebound, but standing there, the ball gets tipped off by the Port Ellsworth Lynx. Shot up again.
That was a good look right there. That was
good shot there by Tenalian. 27 down to 13.
That was Rachel Opeland. Made that jump shot.
Good shot there by Rachel. Shot now in the corner by Carly.
Oh my goodness.
Stinks it.
Are you serious?
30 to 13 now.
Wow, Carly just hit a 3-pointer.
Beautiful shot by Carly.
That was beautiful.
Great arc, nothing but net.
Yes, sir.
Takes it back outside. Mary May tips the ball up and out bounds. Good hustle.
That was a good defensive read. Good defense.
Yeah. Ball in the hands now to Tenalian.
Yep.
Passing across the post.
Oh, timeout.
Full timeout called here by Port Ellsworth.
All right.
4 minutes, 21 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. 30 for King Cove, 13 for Tenalian. And Tenalian doing a great job with five players, keeping their energy up and doing the best they can. But King Cove, being led by Ella Lewis, is just showing what they're made of here at regionals.
It's something weird about this. Like I'm in shock when I'm watching right now. Carly hits a three, then Ella scoring more points underneath the basket and somehow like that. It's just like there's something they're going on a run and stuff like that. And I do give credit to the Tenalian Lynx. They are fighting. They're keeping it hustle. They're keeping their spirits high and high energy up. And they're only playing with five players.
Yeah.
I have nothing but respect for them. They're trying their best.
Yep. Great game here. Again, score 30-13 in favor of King Cove.
Yes, sir.
Who's looking to hang on here and go into the next round. We've got game starting at 1:30 tomorrow here in King Cove. And going throughout the day, so make sure you get yourself down here, enjoy the fundraising, enjoy the action. Not every day you get your regional tournament in your own school.
Of course, yeah.
Kurt Allsworth will pass the ball in on the sideline. Almost had an easy look at the basket there. King Cove gets out just in time.
Here we go.
4:19 left to go here in the third quarter. Ball in the hands, it's Kurt Allsworth. Taking around the top of the horn. 30 now with the ball. That's sophomore Katie Sanford. Nice movement. Shot up by Tenalian. In and out.
Wow, that was
tough almost, call.
That was almost in. I just got a weird feeling. That was a good look by her.
Yep. Good hustle there by both these squads. The ball will be in the hands of King Cove off that. There's that full court press that happened earlier.
Yes, sir.
Carly runs the ball up over to Cadence. She keeps her hands on it.
Pass
across the traffic. Tenalian picks it up fast. Good hustle there by Tia Lewis, who gets back real quick on defense and able to knock the ball out.
Tia is a feisty defender, she is.
Very fast. Shot up by 12.
Oh, wow!
About a foot behind the three-point line.
That was a big three they needed.
Number 12, sophomore Jordan Allsworth gets it to 16 now for Tenalian. But King Cove 30. Another steal by Tenalian. We got a 2-on-1. She takes it all the way. Just misses that layup.
Yeah.
Ball now in the hands of King Cove as the rookies move up. Long shot by Mary May.
Ooh.
Off the back iron.
Oh, but Mary May gets it back.
Good follow up on her rebound.
Yes, sir.
She'll take her time. Pass into the post. Almost picked off.
Good turn into the paint by Tia on the left hand side.
Tia, yeah, definitely on that one right
there.
And
that's how you do in practice. She just turned right behind the defender and got way behind the defense.
Of course.
Yeah, I've been looking for two.
Yes, sir. 32-16 in favor of King Cove. Nice poke out there by Tia. Three in the key.
Ooh.
Eighth grader number 24, Autumn Ottinger, getting called for her second three.
Oh, it looks like we got a bench player coming in.
Absolutely. Coming in number 13, that is going to be freshman Shaylee Nesroff for King Cove.
So she's coming for some playing time.
Nesroff with the ball, finds Mary May. Mary will take it back to the outside. 2:30 left to go here in the third quarter. King Cove leading by 16. Mary May shot off the top of the rim. Kaylee gets a rebound. Finds Jada Bear.
Jada's going to start figuring it out with the offense needs.
Yep, Jada takes it back outside. And King Cove is looking to burn on the clock. Someone ends on to Tia, who turns into the paint, puts another shot.
Oh, and we got a foul. I see it.
Foul on Tia is going to be a contact.
Yep. I saw that.
Non-shooting violation. There'll be a throw-in on the sideline for Tenalian.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for tuning in here to KSDP. It's King Cove Rookies versus Tenalian Lady Lynx.
Ooh.
Game two here in Regents. Shot missed by Port Allsworth. Picked up by King Cove. 1:47 left to go here in the quarter. 32-16 in favor of King Cove. Jada Bear for three.
Oh.
Put back by Cadence.
Oh,
no good.
Deflection.
Nice clean deflection there by Port Allsworth. Shot up and out.
Goodness, that almost went in.
Yep, great shot by Mary May.
Wow.
Rattles around, goes back out. Port Allsworth on the rebound. Port Allsworth. Passing the ball.
Yep.
Nice defense by King Cove here, but shot goes off by Port Allsworth.
Oh my goodness, wow, this is
Yeah. Nice long range shot for two off the baseline by Port Ellsworth.
Yes.
Can I sweep him?
Yep. 32-18 now. Tinkle still with a strong lead. Jada Bear with the ball.
Tinkle could just figure out what offense they just need to run.
Oh, there it is. Daly for three. Oh, no good.
Oh, what a rebound. Put back up.
Great rebound put back by Tia Lewis. 34-18 now in favor of the rookies.
Ooh, whoops.
Oh, we got a herky-jerky camera here for some reason. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, we got it back.
Here we go.
$4 worth of the ball.
Yep.
Baseline behind three-point line. 30 yep. seconds left to go in the quarter. Yep. Number 30. Back outside. Nice steal by Mary May.
Nice steal by Mary May.
Read the offense very well, but Port Ellsworth puts a good defensive hand on the ball and knocks it loose. And I believe King Cole will be throwing in right through a basket.
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Jada Bear will inbound.
Jada Bear will find the inbound play.
Mary May for a quick three.
Oh, my goodness!
Fast release off of that inbound pass.
That was a synchronized play.
Yeah. 37-18 now in favor of the rookies. Less than 7 seconds to go here in the quarter. Tenalian looking for one last shot at the basket.
Shot off real quickly if they can.
Not enough time.
End of the third quarter.
Yep. At the buzzer, 37-18 in favor of King Cove. We'll be back with fourth quarter action here in just one moment.
Amy, I feel like for the Tenalian Lynx number 12 is.
Yeah, 34-18 in favor of King Cove over Tenalian. That's a good game. Not as close as I'd like to see, but what the heck. Excuse the cough. The game should be coming back here any second. I don't need to put any music on. It should be that fast. As long as we don't have any technical problems this time around, that's that's what I'm hoping. Yeah, let's see what's going on. Play a little bit of Big and Rich, maybe, just for laughs.
Score goes like this. There's the ball named Billy from up there in Virginia. He makes that lightning holler in them hills. He's got a recipe handed down from his pappy and a shiny 50-gallon copper still. There's the ball named Jose, makes the best guacamole in the
fourth and final quarter here at 2025 Region 1 Regional Tournament. King Cove is up by, let me do some quick math here, 19.
It looks like we got some substitutions, and it looks like for King Cove we got number zero is Aiden
Wilson, correct?
And Muriel, that one
for you. Oh, Aiden Muriel, yep.
Yeah, she's subbed in. Oh, there's Ella coming in.
Okay, Carly passes the ball up back to Tenalian.
Yep.
Shot for three in the corner. Oh, over the rim. Put back by Port Ellsworth. Good. Oh, no, man. Not good. Get the foul, though.
Yep.
That'll send number 30 to the line.
Yep.
And that's sophomore Katie Sanford.
Yep, Katie Sanford.
Nice low arc and in.
Yeah, that was a good looking shot at the line. I see that little free throw shot. Like,
19 now for the Port Ellsworth Lynx. Second attempt off the front rim. Rebound goes to Ella. Mary May now takes it across.
Ooh,
nice tip
action. Oh my goodness.
Great defense by 12.
Wow.
Oh, but there's a steal right back by Ella.
Oh!
But stolen right back by Tenalian. And here's the Lynx coming back quick. 15 with the ball. Junior Micaiah Lorenzen.
Yep.
Shot up.
Oh, my goodness!
number 12 with that three-point shot, sophomore Jordan Allsworth.
Wow.
Really showing player of the game material, not going to lie.
It's tough, yeah. It's a tough debate right now.
King Cove now up by 15 with 6.5 minutes left to go here in the game. Carly for three. Nice arc.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Bones in a long two.
Wow, that was a good one.
39-22 now in favor of King Cove. Outside on the baseline.
Get it up.
Shot by 12 goes up off the top of the rim.
Goodness, I almost thought that was going in.
Carly needs some help.
Carly really needs to get out of that pressure.
Oh, good handling though. She's able to turn and get out the.
Finds Caden behind her. She couldn't got it.
Good job by Cadence being behind the defense on the bottom post. Shot goes up. It almost goes in. 5:48 left to go here in the game. King Cove up by 17.
Yep.
All right. Ball in. Carly. Shot up.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Carly's throwing up some buckets right now.
Good shot by Carly. Yep. 41-22 now in favor of King Cove, who has dominated this game from start to finish.
Yes, sir.
Nice hard pass, almost stolen by Mary May, the defensive specialist.
Oh,
hit every part of the rim and almost went down, but no good on the shot by Fort Ellsworth. Put back, also no good. Aiden with the ball, turns and burns, takes it all the way. Finds Mary May. 5 minutes to go here in the game. King Cove up by
Oh my goodness!
Carly is on fire!
Carly just hit another three-pointer like that. Are you serious right now?
44-22.
What is going on here?
And all of a sudden, Carly enters the conversation for player of the game.
I know.
Shot by 12. Back iron, no good.
Okay,
fast break, but good hustle by Port Ellsworth and great defense. Good defense there by Port Ellsworth.
And it looks like Fannie Joe's gonna sub in some more players out for, and we got Tia coming in and we got Shay Lee coming in.
Alright, yep. Good job by Coach Fannie Joe taking the time to rotate her players in, get some good play time for everyone, develop her program.
Yes.
And great hustle by the five players here for Port Ellsworth. Holy cow.
I know, man.
And, you know, like, I would be dead. I feel like they're barely breathing hard.
They didn't have a bench.
And they have a full court press going.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Big plays out there by Port Ellsworth. 4.5 minutes left to go here in the game. 44-22 in favor of King Cove. In
favor of King Cove, yep.
Sailing back out. And here comes the rookies to meet him.
Here we go.
Ball inbounded by Carly, who finds Aiden. Takes it in the corner. Looking for help. Carly on the outside and three in the key.
Oh, yeah. You just got to be careful at that. Got to be careful in that 3 seconds in the key.
Yeah, it's an area where players always learn and grow as they get older. Port Ellsworth with the ball now, moving it up.
Yep.
Good handoff, 12 drives in, jump shot. Mid-range, off the top of the rim, no good. That was close.
That was good.
Good defense, though. King Cove turns and gets past.
Oh, my goodness. Carly is just showing.
Running an offensive drill that you do in basketball practice, just the back and forth, and you show why you practiced it.
Yeah, that's impressive for her.
Yeah, great job by Carly, just really taking control. Aiden with the ball on the outside. Takes it far left. Drives in. Floater. Off the glass. Almost in. What a great play by Aiden.
She almost off.
High off the glass that time. Rebound goes to Port Ellsworth.
Here it comes.
Fast transition.